There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Okay, well, I'm really, really frustrated here because I am really trying to figure out who to put my money on for the Super Bowl. I usually do not like to bet, but I got to tell you, man, when it comes to the Super Bowl, I always like to place a bet because it just makes the game so much more exciting. That's like $20 or something, but still, to me, that's a lot of money, all right? $20 is like a pap smear. That's what I get for a pap smear. It's a lot of work for that $20. So, when I see here that one of the latest reports is the NFL finds that 11 of the Patriots' footballs were deflated, I'm like, what? Mind you, I like the Seahawks, and I'm very, very proud of the Seahawks. But you could see I was leaning more towards the Patriots, and were they cheating? The NFL sent an investigative team to Foxborough to continue checking into the allegations, and according to an ESPN report, the NFL found that 11 of the Patriots' 12 football games used in the championship playoffs with the Colts were underinflated by 2 pounds of air. So one source described the league as disappointed, angry, and distraught. See, I saw that same quote for the State of the Union address, so I didn't know what anybody was talking about. I didn't realize they were talking about the Patriots. According to the rule book, the balls are supposed to be inflated to a pressure between 12.5 and 13.5 per square inch, and the ball must be a Wilson, right? Wilson ball, hand selected, bearing the signature of the commissioner of the league, Roger Goodell. The ball is supposed to be 12 and a half to 13 pounds of urethane bladder enclosed in a pebble grained. I tell you, my bladder is always about 12, 13 pounds full whenever I watch these games because I don't want to get up to pee. Leather case without any corrugations of any kind. It shall have the form of a prolate spheroid, and the size and weight shall be long axis 11 to 11 quarter inches, long circumference 28 to 28 and a half inches, short circumference 21 to 21 and a half inches, weight 14 to 15 ounces. The referee, they said, should be the sole judge as to whether all balls offered for play comply with these specifications, and a pump is to be furnished by the home club, and the balls shall remain, stop the giggles, under the supervision of the referee until they are delivered to the ball attendant just prior to the start of the game. So then what I don't understand, I mean, because this is kind of huge, okay, you know how I went off on cheaters being in the Olympics. Okay, now remember, I do like the Patriots, so this is a very, very difficult thing to talk about. All right, but in the Olympics, I thought that anybody who cheated anywhere throughout their career will never be allowed to perform in the Olympics, because when you're in the Olympics, it's supposed to be of character as well. Okay, I mean, that means you are an athlete that deserves to be there. And you are representing your country, so you should be in the best light. You don't want somebody who cheated being there, you know, up at the, I don't know, starting line or whatever, because that, you know, it doesn't, you know, look kindly on your country. It doesn't look kindly on your team. All right. I mean, you know, you can never have doped, never have cheated to get to where you were in the Olympics. Okay. And that's probably, I can't think of a particular example of somebody at this point. So now we have the Super Bowl. Well, to make it to the Super Bowl, then you should have, I guess, made it there. It doesn't matter which Super Bowl. This isn't in theory. You know, you should have made it there untainted, untarnished, because you really deserve that. And the reason why I'm still doubting this is because why would anybody be so stupid as to cheat this far into the game? and 11 balls. And who would even sanction that? Now, I understand there's a lot of money. Okay, if you make it to the Super Bowl, there's a lot of fame, a lot of money. I get that. But cheating, you know, I mean, if they decide that that's what happened, and what happened, and if they in the future decide that any team caught cheating to be banned from the NFL, you know, I just don't understand why people cheat. I don't understand why people steal. You know, I look at criminals out there, and I see some of the crimes that these people do, and you're like, I don't understand. If you use that much creativity and that much precision and that much planning, you would probably be a millionaire by now, having done something with your life, career, whatever. But instead, you wanted to get away with it. I mean, I don't want to say understand, but we empathize with people who, you know, were poor, you know, in war-stricken areas, where grab some free food, you know, whatever they could, and to feed their families, okay? We understand survival. But when it comes to sports, we're not talking survival. Okay, even if you get fired, you're still living off the millions of dollars that you made, you know, with that contract. So I just find it hard to believe that the Patriots, with their veteranship, would risk. I mean, you know, it just doesn't sound right. And then who would have time to sit there and deflate 11 balls? Okay, and then why didn't the officials pick up on it? Wouldn't you have noticed that? You know, I mean, I remember they changed out one of the balls. So they thought one of the balls might have looked light. I don't know. Again, I missed that game, so I was, you know, I was watching American Sniper, which, by the way, was phenomenal. So we'll keep you guys posted with that. But, I mean, if that really did happen, and as much as I'm a fan of the Patriots, there should be some sort of ramifications, and then you can't be represented in the Super Bowl. But I don't know what do they do? Do they go back? If they do get caught cheating, do the Colts go? Now, that would really work out for a lot of Seahawks fans, all right? I know Seahawks kind of sweating that they have to deal with the Patriots. So the Patriots have to give it up. You let the Colts play, but I doubt that's going to happen. But, it's not going to happen. So, I don't know. So, we'll keep you posted. But that is not, I really hope it's not true. But the latest report said they saw that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We're going to talk about the bird flu, avian flu, naps being bad for you, and paid maternity leave. And paternity leave. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so last night as the State of the Union Address was going on, we were getting Facebook posts and tweets and messages, etc. And one aspect of the speech that we didn't talk about in the previous hour was paid maternity leave. And Lisa wrote me last night saying, I'm obviously a woman, but I'm against paid maternity leave. It will force employers to not hire women in fear of needing to pay for their time off with a newborn. And I, as a woman, want an even playing field to be hired. Now, this paid maternity leave, you know, we doctors, we love sick leave, okay? And I'm not saying we all are for political spectrum or a political side when it comes to that, but we want to make sure that newborns get to be with their parents. We want to make sure that, you know, if you're sick and you have the flu, you don't come to work and infect everybody else. So we love it when we hear that somebody has paid sick leave, because if I tell the person, look, I want you off work because I don't want you getting worse and I don't want you making other people sick, and they go, oh, my job offers paid leave, not a problem, I'll take the days off, I'm good, I'm relieved as a doctor. However, as a taxpayer, yeah, I get a little bit nervous, okay, because we are already taxed up to the yin-yang, and to offer, let's say, 6 weeks paid, you know, leave, how much more is that going to cost? Now, it was interesting. So in the State of the Union, and this is some of the quotes that we got from President Obama. All right, let me see here. Middle-class economics means helping working families feel more secure in a world of constant change. That means helping folks afford childcare, college, healthcare, a home, retirement. And my budget will address each of these issues, lowering the taxes of working families and putting thousands of dollars back into their pockets each year. Paid medical leave is one way to accomplish that. He says, today we're the only advanced country on earth that doesn't guarantee paid sick leave or paid maternity leave to our workers. He said, we'll put aside the part about sick leave for this fact. Oh, no, that's, sorry, that's it. Okay, let me see. The Family Medical Leave Act, I guess, employers with 50 or more workers must allow parents 12 weeks, parents, so that's men and women. Okay, so it wouldn't just discriminate then against women if you were worried about not getting hired because you're a woman. It must allow parents 12 weeks of job-protected leave annually to care for a newborn. While this means those individuals can take the time off without fear of losing their job, in most cases, the leave is unpaid. But there's a couple of exceptions. They say California, New Jersey, Rhode Island offer paid family leave through employee-paid payroll taxes. In Washington State, I guess, passed a bill to establish paid maternity leave, but then later, I guess, it reversed. So they say 13% of workers right now have access to some kind of paid family leave, up to one percentage point from 2013. When I was working, I had 2 weeks leave, 2 weeks sick leave for the year. So I saved it all up, and I saved those 2 weeks for when I had a baby, and I took the full 2 weeks off, and then I went back to work. Luckily, I was able to bring the baby to work. Newborn, a little two-week newborn to work, which is kind of hard when you're in a hospital medical setting. But and it was very, very difficult. So I understand, as a mom, how 6 weeks, still, leaving a six-week-old is still, nerve-wracking. But, I mean, 6 weeks is nice. The problem is what are the economic ramifications? Okay, so being a mom, being a doctor, I understand that. Being as an employer, ouch. Okay? Being an employer, it's gonna hurt. Okay? And if you have 50 or more employees of a business like that, all right, well, you have somebody now taken off for 6 weeks. Okay. We understand that. And pregnant people, women and the dads taking off, I think it's important to bond with the baby. Like I said, I think it's a good thing. But we do have to understand the economic ramifications and make sure you help employers out so they don't take it out on other employees. So now they are paying for 6 weeks of that particular staff person not being there. So if that staff person makes $50,000 a year or $75,000 a year or whatever, okay, they understand that that particular money is still getting paid out. But now we have that lack of a job position being manned or womaned, okay? So the employer either has to hire somebody to take over that spot for only 6 weeks. This is why a lot of people's jobs were in jeopardy, all right? You hire somebody else to take their job, you realize, well, this person worked out well. Now I got to fire him at the six-week mark, or do I fire the other person? All right, now the Family Medical or the Family Maternity Leave Act, what is it called? The Family Medical Leave Act. Yeah, Family Medical Leave Act. No. All right, you cannot be fired if you're gone for those 6 weeks, which, again, I think is important. I think that protection needs to be in place. But what do we do for the employer that now has to pay double every time one of their employees does that? Or, you know, has a baby and needs to take off for that, which is understandable. By the way, some women may need even more than that, especially recovering from a C-section, can I just add. Or what some employers will do is cut their losses and force the other employees to help man the other post and other positions so they're not paying double for those 6 weeks. Remember, many businesses are operating right now on fumes, okay? All right, it may sound like the recession is over, but for a lot of places that I know, they're operating on fumes. So if they cannot hire another person for those 6 weeks, or even find somebody that'll want to cover 6 weeks only and then be fired, all right, they are going to then use the other staff people. So now you have the other workers having to do an extra third, fourth, quarter shift. Hopefully it's a nice group and they're all fine with it and they all whatever. But we're going to start to see that. We also may start to see just what we saw with Obamacare. All right, well, if the cutoff is 50 people and 6 weeks of paid leave is pretty expensive, all right, you know, for us, you know, or hiring the temps, et cetera, then we just will make sure we're at 49. And so you're going to see those businesses on the cusp not go that extra mile to have that extra. And so we may see a halt in growth. And then if they have to, again, look at their bottom line, et cetera, they may just offer lower wages. You'll have lower wages, but at least you have your paid maternity leave. So, you know, whenever we make these recommendations, and I think a lot of us understand, and we like the idea of paid maternity leave. We understand the need. We understand how sick leave is important, all right? But there needs to be something else in place so that the employers aren't continually getting browbeaten. Employers are always getting browbeaten to pay for health care, pay for maternity leave, etc. It's going to come out of somebody's bottom line, and that's going to turn out to be you or me. Or inflation is going to skyrocket. All right, well then fine. You know, this $9 spaghetti and meatballs meal, let's bump it up to $10.99. But we got to figure out how to get this money in. You know, we used to have a cash discount with patients, and it was one level. And then at the recession, we immediately lowered it. We just dropped it in half. Okay, so people could come in. And then all of a sudden, we were noticing we can't make our bills. And with all the new expenses and taxes, et cetera, we were like, we got to go up. And so we didn't go back to what our previous one was, but we had to go up. And I mean, the patients got hurt by that. You know, we had to go up $25 for a cash visit. We were $50. Then we had to go up to $75. And, I mean, I didn't want to do that, but there was no way we could keep our doors open. And it was something that I still, you know, I wish things could change so I could go back to doing, you know, cheaper visits, et cetera. But everything went up. Malpractice, our supplies went up, wages went up, cost of living, rent, everything went up. And, you know, there was no other way to do it. Okay? We couldn't hire less people. I didn't want to pay my staff less. So instead, we had to pass it on to the consumer. I mean, I'm a business owner too. It stinks. You know, I'd love to do free care. I'd love to, but I'm not in that position. So, maybe one way to do it is interesting through employee paid payroll taxes. Maybe the tax system, because already there's so much taxes that employers have to take as it is. What about using that money to guarantee the paid leave as opposed to having the employer shell out the checks and figure out how to hire the extra staff, et cetera. But we got to figure out how not to make the employers panic, because these guys are the ones that are regulating our health care. Unfortunately, they're regulating inflation, and they are regulating our employment. It's the employers. So we got to do this a lot more wily, and we have to be cautious on how much we force them to pay. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly here, we got this email from Greg. He's a longtime listener of The Dr. Dahlia Show. He's from Boise. He goes, Doc, I finally got a full-time job after 13 months. Yay! Congratulations! Yeah! He goes, here's the trick. Rather than asking for a full-time job, I assume they think you want benefits if you ask for full-time. I told them I don't need health insurance, life insurance, retirement plan. I just need a job. And they hired me on the spot full-time. Please forward to your listeners. I don't know if I want to give you guys that advice, But first, congratulations. Good. Oh, I love it when my listeners get a job. Unfortunately, it means they're not going to be listening to the show because they have a job. So they probably will get in trouble if they have a plane at work, although some of my listeners listen at work, which is great because I think it'll help you keep a job, right? Yeah, because I'm very pro-employer. You know, as long as the employer is nice to you and treats you nice, okay, and gives you a raise. But you got a good point. Okay, you know, we've talked about when you guys interview and interview skills and, you know, how to get the job or the promotion. We talked about yesterday, you know, if you don't get a promotion or you don't get a raise, what else you could ask for. So at least you kind of gain your confidence and you feel like you got something for your work and there's no resentment and, you know, the boss realizes that you're not just in it for the money, but, you know, you need to, you know, you want to feel like you're advancing, et cetera. You know, you bring up a good point. When people interview and go, I need full time. You know, I think they need full-time because they need full-time hours and they need full-time, you know, work. And they don't want to do, you know, what part-time, et cetera. But to others, they may think, well, full-time is because they want, you know, whatever comes with full-time, Obamacare, et cetera. And so I could see why, you know, you say, look, I don't need nothing, just the job. You don't have to worry about the health insurance. You don't have to worry about the life insurance. I just need the job. Be careful, though, with that because, I mean, I think we all do need health insurance. I understand if your wife works and you're on her health insurance, that's helpful. But, you know, be honest, too, about it. Let the, you know, you don't want them to think that you're giving them a line, and then once you work for them, like, okay, look, I need X, Y, and Z. Even though, again, for certain corporations, that's already the law is passed. They already have to offer you health insurance or whatever, or they get the fine. You know, even if you say, I don't need the health insurance, they'll still get fined under Obamacare. Okay, so, you know, but, you know, your attitude might have been what got it. I mean, you were there going, look, you know, I'm here because I need a job. You looked very motivated, you know. You weren't, you know, you did. You looked very, very motivated. And so that might have been very attractive, okay. Maybe they thought that you were affordable and that you wouldn't be like, I want this, I want this, I want this. So you also seemed low maintenance, you know. I mean, we've had people where, and, you know, well-deserved, and those questions are very valid. You know, how much sick leave do I get? How much vacation leave do I get? How much, which holidays are all the holidays? Or do I also get off for President's Day? And is that paid leave? And then when is overtime and how much is overtime and this and that? When somebody spends that much time in the interview asking that, it may be a turnoff. Those are very important questions, and a lot of you guys, you know, cannot just jump into a job without knowing what you're getting into. That stinks. You take on a job, and you find out that, you know, you're not going to get paid off for Veterans Day, or there may not be 6 weeks maternity, et cetera. But I got to tell you, that could be a turnoff. If in your interview you're spending so much time asking what you get, the employer may pick the person before you that says, you know what? I really want to work for this firm. I'm motivated. I want a job. I want to work hard. Work me, and then we can figure out all the details later. That's probably not the smartest thing an employee should say, but it's a very strategic thing. You know, so keep in mind, you know, because it's tough. It's tough. You just don't want to, you know, it stinks because it's still an employer's game. Like I said in the previous segment, employers are the ones that are going to be able to, the employers and business owners are the ones that are going to be controlling inflation, controlling employment, and controlling your health care. And I don't even think they want to be in that position. They don't want to be in that position. And the one thing we've learned after this recession, from a psychological standpoint, is we need to start becoming selfish. Okay? All right, we need to start thinking of our retirement. I never did. I was like, you know what? No, any extra money I'm going to give to charity, it's all going to work out. God's, you know, helping us. Economy is good. Things are going great. You know, there are things we could count on. If you invest in real estate, that's going to be good. If you diversify, we're going to be fine. As long as you do good, you donate to your church or temple, you help people in need, you pay your taxes, everything's going to be fine. And we learned that everything wasn't going to be fine. All right, and I don't know how many of us have absolutely nothing for retirement, and we're middle-aged, or we're starting to become seniors, and we're scared to death. And all of a sudden now it's like, no, I'm not going to be able to spend that. I know it's going to probably allow that business to hire somebody else, but no, I'm not spending. I'm going to save. I'm now in save mode, shutdown mode, cutting back mode, and it's a very... not, is that a hornet? What? Not a hornet. What it is when you what is it when you kind of encase yourself like in a turtle shell? I don't know what it's called. But when you just kind of seal yourself up, yeah, it's a word with an H in it. I can't believe I can't think about it. Anyway, so, and that's where we are right now. And employers are going to do that too. Whether it's the maternity leave, whether it's now the free college education, etc., we're being asked by our government to not be selfish, and we're being asked to share, and we're being asked to spread the wealth, and we're being asked to give everybody, you know, as much of a break as we can, whether it's free health care, free college, etc. And it's starting to be very difficult for those of us that are struggling. And even though they say, well, this is going to help the middle class and we're just taxing the ultra, ultra wealthy, it hurts all of us. Because I've been middle class now for a while, and boy, the taxes still have not let up. All right? And the economy still has not let up. So I, as middle class, am not feeling any relief. And they're promising, oh, yeah, we will. All right? We just got to make Warren Buffett pay. And Brad Pitt pay. I don't think there's enough Brad Pitts. I don't think there's enough Jennifer Anistons. I don't think there's enough of these people to donate the money in taxes to give us all that we need. All right? So it's frustrating. All right, but that was good news. Great. Congratulations. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. Speaking of the future, this is interesting. They say the home of the future is going to have all these time-saving gadgets like wardrobes that clean your clothes. I think closets where your clothes are clean, robotic vacuum cleaners that'll keep you safe. This is very, very interesting. Cyber mirrors, mood changing wallpaper, that is important. I would really dig that. That would be really, really cool. In Arizona, back in the 80s, they had Ahwatukee. The city of Ahwatukee had the House of the Future. And when you went to the House of the Future, there was all sorts of cool stuff. You know, stuff that you would see in today's home, we saw back then about 30 years ago, and it was really, really cool. But they say right now that the home of the future may have magnetic smart beds that float in midair. You don't need to change the sheets regularly because it has a self-sterilization technology that will blitz bacteria. That's pretty damn cool. What else are the homes of the future supposed to have? This is really cool. And look at these closets. Very, very sexy. Let me see here. Homeowners will hang their clothes in a closet. The clean clothes will be stored in it. You do not have to separate whites and colors or hang clothes up. This is stuff being shown at the Consumer Electronics Show. Apparently, there's going to be hot steam spray technology. There's going to be also screens above the bed, so you will be able to watch TV in bed. I'm looking right now at this bed. It has a TV. It has stereo speakers. This is very sexy and cool. Interactive holograms, adaptable furniture. Wow. This is cute. Futuristic arc shower would recycle warm water while the pressure and temperature would be controlled using a touchscreen. Oh, I like my showers at least 100 degrees. Wow. Your bathroom mirrors will give you your social media feed while you brush your teeth. Now we're talking. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And thank you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. For those of you with asthma, you do not need to move out of the city. Apparently, a new study says that urban neighborhoods may not really be putting you at higher risk for asthma as once thought. Back in the 1960s, scientists began looking for places where asthma was especially bad. And I guess they were looking at inner cities like New York. Baltimore had higher rates of asthma. But then again, if you have more people there, more incidents, then that could skew and make the number look higher. All right? They say if you are permanent residents of the inner city area, you are not actually at higher risk of contracting the disease. The researchers used national survey data on more than 23,000 children aged 6 to 17 between 2009 and 2011, looked at the rates of asthma based on population figures as well as income, race, ethnicity, etc., and they found that more children who lived in poor suburban as well as medium-sized towns suffer from asthma in many parts of the country. And poverty itself was an overwhelming cause of asthma. So they found that if you're poor, black, or Puerto Rican, these are more important risk factors that determines a child's asthma risk as opposed to inner city life. So we also see the ethnicity difference with asthma as well. So, a lot of us say, oh, I need to get out to fresh air. Mind you, fresh air is great. You can live out in the woods, you know, get some sun, right? You know, be among trees and plants and some fresh air. I think that always helps. And I think city life could exacerbate asthma. But for those of us prone to asthma and allergies, it could happen anywhere. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They're recommending that Americans test their homes for radon, which is naturally occurring radioactive gas, according to the U.S. EPA. They say many people don't realize that radon is the second cause of lung cancer after smoking, and radon exposure is preventable. You test it, you fix it, you know, if it's coming up from granite or the ground, etc., and that could prevent, I don't know how many lives from being lost secondary to lung cancer. Lung cancer will kill from radon exposure, will kill 21,000 Americans each year. They say testing is the only way to know if your home has elevated levels of the radon. You need to take action to reduce it, and if it is above 4 picocuries per liter, like Roscoe Picotrain, 4 picocuries per liter of air, according to the Surgeon General, you need to get it checked out. There are do-it-yourself radon testing kits. These are available online, or you can have a qualified radon professional go in. If your home has elevated radon levels, a radon reduction system can be installed to remove radon from beneath your home and harmlessly discharge it outdoors. No, not by the doghouse. No, that's not nice. Or the mother-in-law quarters. These systems have a vent pipe and exhaust fan. If you're building a new home, you got to make sure your builder is using radon-resistant construction methods, according to the EPA. That was from drugs.com. Thank you very much. That was very, very helpful. Radon. All right. A third outbreak of avian flu has been detected in Washington State, prompting agriculture officials to warn bird owners to keep their flocks away from migratory birds that have spread viruses from Oregon to British Columbia. These birds, you don't think they're spreading stuff because they're too busy flying in the air, but they do. Apparently, state and federal agriculture officials culled about 120 backyard chickens, geese, and ducks in Clallam County, which is northwest of Seattle, after they found the H5N2 strain of avian flu. They say all bird owners, whether you're commercial or backyard enthusiast, needs to continue practicing good biosecurity, preventing contact between their birds and wild birds, and reporting sick birds or unusual bird deaths. Now, the virus has not been confirmed in any of the poultry that we eat, and thus far there is no immediate public health concern. All right, most strains of the bird flu viruses will not affect us as humans. But if some of these strains become dangerous or deadly, or mutate, then that could be some pretty bad stuff. Apparently, in December, the USDA confirmed 2 separate virus strains of bird flu in Washington's northern Whatcom County near the Canadian border. They were in pintail ducks and captive gyrfalcons that were fed hunter-killed wild birds. All right, so we'll keep you guys posted. Apparently, the virus is very contagious among poultry, can spread rapidly through a flock, killing birds as quickly as 48 hours. The H5N2 strain of bird flu has killed thousands of birds on 2 Canadian farms in British Columbia. So we got to be careful. I believe a report came out on how Ebola may be, like some of the treatments or the vaccines may become obsolete quicker than we think, because Ebola is mutating that quickly. And if Ebola is mutating that quickly, then this just reminds us of how we cannot underestimate these viruses. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, gosh, Dahlia, whoever made the flu vaccine, you know, they're doofuses because it's barely effective. No, they're not doofuses, okay? All right, what happened is the flu this year mutated so much that it mutated so quickly that it didn't, I mean, they weren't able to, you know, hit it as close as they wanted to. Usually we get about 67% effectiveness or right. Now it's down to 23%. Why? Because the virus mutated. Now, we don't know how deadly this year's flu is because we don't have the numbers, but we do know that it has evaded a lot of the vaccines that people currently got. All right, and now they're saying that the mutant Ebola virus that has already killed 8,600 people in West Africa is mutating in a way such that these experimental drugs may not even help anymore. They found 10 new mutations, they said, that might interfere with how three of the most advanced drugs work. The drugs, including the experimental ZMapp that was given to several Ebola survivors, they said needs to now be tested against the current strain. And remember, we ran out of it before our first person living in America needed it. As the virus mutates, some will mutate faster than others, and Ebola changes outbreak to outbreak. So, and it will also mutate as it's in the body. It's sickened 21,000 people thus far in Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone. And it's called the Ebola virus Makona variant, okay? They say it's very similar to that little outbreak that we just had in the Congo and Zaire. I believe that one, I forget, I don't know where they're going with that one, but I believe that one's in control. And we're hoping to be hopefully done with any more new Ebola cases by June. So, but, you know, any of the companies that have been making these medications, they need to be up on their toes, unfortunately. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you guys carry H. pylori, which is a bacteria that could put you at risk for ulcers or gastric cancer, here's some good news. You may be less likely to develop multiple sclerosis. In the study, researchers found that among women with multiple sclerosis, which is a disabling disease of the central nervous system, 14% had evidence of past infection with H. pylori. 22% of healthy women in the study had a previous H. pylori or Helicobacter pylori infection. Now, it lives in the gut. A lot of times it does absolutely nothing, and you're going to be fine. But sometimes it could cause ulcers or stomach cancer. So a lot of times we like to treat the H. pylori. All right, we usually pick it up, you know, as a child, you know, I don't know, from eating dirt or mud or kissing other kids. I kissed a lot of boys in kindergarten. I had 4 boyfriends in kindergarten. I was one hoochie mama. I mean, we only did kiss, you know, kiss on the mouth. Oh, my gosh, it was disgusting. Their mouths were cold and there was spit. Never, never, you know, kiss a kindergarten boy. I mean, as a kindergarten girl, it's, you know. But anyway, I just love the fact that I had 4 boyfriends. It was great. All right. Now, multiple sclerosis, what happens is your immune system decides to attack the protective sheathing, the myelin sheath around the nerves in the brain and the spine. We don't have a cure for it right now. But if we can identify who seems to ward that off longer, that's pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hang me down,
hang me down, hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
You know, hang me down,
hang me down, hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.